Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 14. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Thank you for joining me today on the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast. I'm Sarah Kornack, and in this edition of What I'm Learning This Week, I'm going to be talking with you about a book that I read called The Purple Cow by Seth Godin. If you've listened to episode 6 of the Brilliant Business Moms podcast, where we interviewed Rachel Brenke, you'll remember that she said that The Purple Cow is one of her favorite business books. So I just had to read it too, and I'm sure glad that I did. If you're not familiar with him, Seth Godin is a marketing expert. But in so many ways, this book was about more than just marketing. It was also about coming up with that next great business idea, creating that next great product. So whatever stage of your business that you're in, whether you've been in business for a long time, or you're just getting started, or you're still at the idea phase, this book is for you. If you are at the idea stage, be sure to check out episode 7 of the Brilliant Business Moms podcast, where I did talk about other ways to get started on your business idea by looking into your fears, problems, and passions. So if you're in the idea stage, combine that episode with this episode and the resources mentioned in both, and you'll be on your way. So the premise of The Purple Cow is that the marketplace is crowded and noisy. It's crammed with products and people begging you to buy or to notice them. Seth maintains that the old models of marketing no longer apply, and that a new method of marketing and of creating products in general has come into play. If you're just shouting from the rooftops, notice me, look at my business, you're running ads, you're spending millions, well, in his examples, the companies were spending millions and billions of dollars on advertising, and obviously, we at the Brilliant Business Moms podcast are not spending that sort of money, but his point is, if you're just shouting at the masses, trying to get your message to as many people as possible, and so hoping that a small percentage will bite, that old method of marketing is just not going to work for you anymore. The majority of the people are just going to ignore you. They have been bombarded by advertising, marketers, products for years, and they've gotten really good at ignoring. In order to be noticed, you need to be a purple cow. Here's a great quote from the book. In a crowded marketplace, fitting in is failing. In a busy marketplace, not standing out is the same as being invisible. I just love that quote. You need to stand out. You need to be remarkable. You need to be a purple cow. So what is a purple cow? A purple cow is, if you're looking at a field full of brown cows, the purple cow is standing out. It's being remarkable. It's being different. It's not blending in. But when you're a purple cow, not everybody is going to like you. There's going to be criticism. As a purple cow, you probably will not appeal to the masses, and that is okay. When you're a purple cow, the only people you need to reach are the sneezers. And this is Seth Godin's terminology, and his mental picture that he creates, I think, is really interesting. You need to reach the sneezers and get the sneezers to like you, like your business, like your product. And then they will sneeze out your business idea and your business products like a virus. The idea virus, he calls it. It's kind of a gross mental image, but I find that that mental picture is very helpful. You need to find those people that are passionate about your products, the people that cannot help themselves but to tell everyone they meet about you, your business, your products, how it helped them, how remarkable it is, how wonderful it is. And then when they tell their friends, then you get a couple more sneezers who tell other people about you. So that is the goal, to reach those like-minded individuals, those sneezers, who think that you as a purple cow are something special, and they just can't help themselves but to tell everyone that they know about how great your product is that they just happen to find. They want to be in the know. Everybody wants to be in the know these days. They get great pride in being able to be the first one to find out about a great business or a great product and to be the first one to tell all their friends about it. So in order to have your idea sneezed, it cannot be boring. Boring leads to failure. Boring is risky. When you're boring, you have no sneezers. So how can you stand out amongst the crowded marketplace? How can you be a purple cow? You can be a purple cow in lots of ways, either through an original product, you can be a purple cow through your pricing, exceptional service, some crazy guarantee, maybe your shop environment is just so original, a great purple cow. So there's lots of different ways that your business or your product can be a purple cow. So you'll need to analyze and think of different ways that you can reach a sneezer with some way that you are being remarkable. Chick-fil-A comes to mind as a sneezer to me. Chick-fil-A wasn't mentioned in the book, but to me, they're a perfect example. In the fast food industry, how do you be a purple cow? Is it possible? Well, I feel like Chick-fil-A has done it with their customer service. I am always greeted by someone friendly at Chick-fil-A. Not so at McDonald's. When I say thank you to them after they pass me my order, how do they respond? My pleasure. They make it seem as though they are happy to have your business at Chick-fil-A. I don't always feel that way at McDonald's. Also, as a mom, if I go and dine in, they will often carry the tray to the table for me at Chick-fil-A. That has never once happened at McDonald's, where I've got a couple kids that are hanging onto my shirt. A McDonald's employee doesn't offer to carry the tray to my table, but at Chick-fil-A, that does happen. So Chick-fil-A, in my mind, is a purple cow in the fast food industry. So how can you be a purple cow in your industry? Rachel mentioned in her episode, episode 6, that she felt like being a mom and a business owner was part of her purple cow. And that's how we feel here as well. Our podcast is certainly geared to a very narrow niche, mom entrepreneurs. It's extremely narrow, but we did that on purpose because we feel that moms who own a business have unique problems, unique concerns, unique challenges that they're facing in being a mom and being a business owner. So we are very happy with our narrow niche. We hope other people still enjoy the podcast, but it's okay if they don't, because we are trying to be helpful to mom entrepreneurs. And if you are a mom entrepreneur, let us know if we are being helpful to you. Leave a comment and let us know, because if we're not being helpful to you, then we are totally missing our mark here. Now, I was relieved to find that Seth Godin did not think that being remarkable and being a purple cow meant being weird. I was afraid that the majority of the book would be focused on crazy marketing schemes and gimmicks and things like that to just get attention and be weird and strange. But he said it's actually the opposite. Here's a good quote. "Remember, it's not about being weird. It's about being irresistible to a tiny group of easily reached sneezers. Irresistible isn't the same as ridiculous. Irresistible for the right niche is just remarkable." I just love that quote. I hope that here at Brilliant Business Moms that we can be irresistible to you mom entrepreneurs out there. I hope we can be remarkable. That is certainly what I hope to strive for. But in your business, how can you be irresistible to a small group? Not to everybody. Everybody is not going to get you. And that is okay. I think we often feel like we need to be loved by everybody. Our business model, our business idea, our product needs to be loved by everybody. It doesn't have to be. That's okay. We have found that our butterfly terrarium kits that we sell on Etsy at The Amateur Naturalist, they're not loved by everybody. A lot of people don't get it. A lot of people see that it's a kit and they do not want to put it together. But there is that group of people that really like being able to put it together themselves. They find that experience unique and interesting. They like putting their own spin on their terrariums. Children love to actually be able to touch the specimen butterflies and the bugs. So hopefully we are being irresistible to that small group of people. So The Purple Cow by Seth Godin certainly gave me a lot to think about. I think that the book is helpful no matter what stage of the business you're in. If you're just beginning in the idea stage, it's important to be thinking about purple cows from the beginning. If you've been in business for a while, it's important to think of ways that you can be a purple cow to already existing customers or to reach a narrow niche. So I would definitely recommend reading this book. It's also on Audible. So if you go to audibletrial.com/brilliantbusinessmoms, you can try Audible free for 30 days and listen to this book. There was one other book I wanted to quickly mention. If you are still in the idea stage of your business, which is where I felt like I was stuck at for years, and I know how frustrating that can be. But if you are still at that idea stage, you're a mom, but you want to be an entrepreneur, also go ahead and read The $100 Startup by Chris Gilbo. In The $100 Startup, Chris takes some case studies. He looks at lots of different business models to analyze what's working and what's not. I felt like since the book focused on lots of real life stories of entrepreneurs and how they got started, that it was very helpful for jogging ideas, for getting the juices flowing on ideas. And even for an existing business, he threw out different ways. Well, if you're doing it this way, why don't you try doing it that way as a related product and things of that nature? So that is definitely a great book to look into if you're still in the idea stage of your business. And that is also on Audible. So once again, go to audibletrial.com/brilliantbusinessmoms. And I hope you realize I wouldn't be recommending Audible if I wasn't using it myself. I just finished an audiobook today, actually. It was for pleasure, not for business. I know, shame on me, but I did enjoy it. So here at Brilliant Business Moms, we would love to hear from you. So head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com and under episode 14, the show notes, you'll see the links to these books and some of the quotes that I mentioned. But I'd love for you to comment and let me know what your purple cow is in your business. Or toss around ideas for a product and how you are planning on making it a purple cow in its industry. We always love to hear from you. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.